ॐ नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ शैवम.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज वेदा इंट्रोडक्टरी, प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री गोपाल कृष्ण नारायण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
रेस्पेक्टेड डियर फैमिली मेंबर्स, माय प्रणाम्स टू यू। लास्ट मैसेज विच वॉज अपलोडेड इन YouTube was connected with Kalpashastra. Kalpashastra is the applied spirituality branch of Indian literature. The Vedas, the Upanishads, Brahmanas and Aranyakas, all these give you pure spirituality, whereas the philosophical and the spiritual approach given in Vedas, Brahmanas, Aranyakas and Upanishad are applied in the day-to-day life through Kalpashastra. The Veda mantras are applied in performing yagas and yajnas in Shrauta Sutra. Veda mantra-based messages and Upanishadic messages are applied in ruling a country and existence of a country, king, ministers and rulers. All the dharmic aspect of the nation, all the dharmic aspect of the society, all the dharmic aspect of the family, all the dharmic aspect of an individual. These are all given in Dharma Shastra. So Sarvata Sutra gives us the rules, regulations and the practical aspect of performing yaga. Dharma Shastra is given the dharmic approach, how to rule a nation, complete integrated approach for ruling a nation, that is given in Dharma Shastra. Grihya Sutra, I think I gave an introduction about Grihya Sutra earlier. It gives you detailed explanation of how to live as a family member in a home, in a family. Father, mother, husband, wife and children. This includes the brothers, the sisters, the mothers-in-law, fathers-in-law and so on. So all the relations connected with a family and the relation-based rituals to be performed in the family, all these are given in Grihya Sutra. And now you can see Shrauta Sutra, Dharma Sutra, Grihya Sutra, Pitrametha Sutra. Andhyeshti, the last ritual to be performed just after death, during death and after death. Just before death, during death and after death. All these come under Pitrametha Sutra. And one small branch is the Sulba Sutra, which is generally known as a part of Shrauta Sutra. When we perform yagas and yajnas, Sulba Sutra is the base of constructing the fire altar, it is the base of constructing the Yagashala and so on. So we have got Shrauta Sutra, the rules, regulations and the traditions and practical aspects connected with the Yaga performance, Dharma Sutra, all aspects connected with the existence and ruling of a country. Grihya Sutra, all the rituals and customs to be performed by a family member in a family. And Pitrametha Sutra, all that connected with before death, just before death, during death and after death, the rituals and customs to be performed. Sulba Sutra, as I told you, it can become the part of Shrauta Sutra. Sometimes it is also considered as a separate bunch of literature. Now, all these put together are known as Kalpa Sutra. So Kalpa Sutra gives complete explanation of a Hindu life. That is the most important point. The Hindu life is not given in Vedas. Vedas give the Hindu life based messages. Upanishad gives Hindu philosophy. Vedanga gives all those literature connected with Vedas and our rituals. In the Vedanga, Shiksha explain about how to chant Veda Mantra. Nirukta, how Vedic words are formed, Vyakarana, how Vedic grammar is codified, Chanda Shastra, how the prosody of Veda Mantra is compiled, Jyotisha, as I told you, astronomical part is there, astrological part is there, then pure mathematical part is there in Jyotisha. And the last Vedanga, Kalpa Shastra, which I explained earlier to you, composed of five parts, in which first Shrauta Sutra, second Dharma Sutra, third Grihya Sutra, fourth Vidramedha Sutra, plus a small part Sulba Sutra. In some of the Kalpa Shastra book, there is a Prayaschitta Vidhi. Whenever and wherever some omissions or some mistakes have occurred, there is a Prayaschitta Vidhi given. Now, as I told you earlier, we have got four major complete Kalpa Shastra. Bauddhayana Kalpa Shastra, the oldest one. Then Katyayana Kalpa Shastra, second one. Apastamba Kalpa Shastra, the third one. Manava Kalpa Shastra, the fourth one. Manava Kalpa Shastra is Manu Kalpa Shastra, which is for meant for everyone. Everyone living anywhere in the world. So we can say it is a common Kalpa Shastra, explaining every aspect for common men, and all the four Kalpa Shastras are very voluminous books. Now I have told you that we have got Shrauta Sutra as a part of Kalpa Shastra. Now there are Shrauta Sutra which are not coming as a part of Kalpa Shastra, but independently written by Rishis. There are Dharma Shastra written by Rishis which are independent text, not forming the part of a Kalpa Shastra. There are Grihya Sutra which is independent, not forming the part of Kalpa Shastra. What does it mean? It means that as Kalpa Shastra, these four major Kalpa Shastras are existing, certain rishis, they have written individual part of this Kalpa Shastra as separate books. Say for example, Vishnu Dharma Shastra is there, Gargya Dharma Shastra is there, Yajnavalkya Dharma Shastra is there, Vasishta Dharma Shastra is there, Vyasa Dharma Shastra is there, Gautama Dharma Shastra is there, and you can see variety of Dharma Shastra, Patanjali Dharma Shastra. Like this, we have got nearly 18 or 20 Dharma Shastra. They are all independent book, but we can say if we want, they are extrapolation of Kalpa Shastra based Dharma Shastra. They are new books have been written by doing addition, deletion, modification and corrections. So one Dharma Shastra never tells that this book is the last word for Hindu Dharma Shastra. Continuously, year after year, or decades after decades, or centuries after centuries, new Dharma Shastras used to be written. So now we have got all these Kalpa Shastra. Shrauta Sutra, we have got Bauddhayana Shrauta Sutra, Katyayana Shrauta Sutra, Apastamba Shrauta Sutra and Manava Shrauta Sutra, which explain Vajapeya Yaga, Ashwamedha Yaga, Putra Kameshti Yajna from Ekaha Yajna. Ekaha Yajna means Yaga to be performed in one day. Dashaha Yajna means Yagas to be performed in 10 days. Sahasraha Yajna, Yagas to be performed in 1000 days. So there are hundreds of yagas to be performed in different number of days. Some of the yagas 1 day, some of the yagas 7 days. Like that, all the yagas, they have got very many common rituals, common customs to be performed. They are all given in this one. Again, remember that the yaga performed by Kerala Brahmins, Kerala Vedic scholars, the yagas may be slightly different from the yagas performed by Tamil Vedic scholars. The yagas performed by Andhra based Vedic scholars may be slightly different. Similarly, from North India and South India, the yagas performed may have some difference. This is purely based on whether they are following whether they are following Baudhayana Shravatra Sutra or Apastamba Shravatra Sutra or Manava Shravatra Sutra or Katyayana Shravatra Sutra. If somebody is following Baudhayana Shravatra Sutra, the rituals connected with the yagas performed by that group of Vedic scholars will be slightly different from the yagas performed by Katyayana group of Vedic scholars. So this difference is very common. As you know that one, if you are going from Kerala to Punjab, from Punjab to Assam or Assam to Kashmir, the rituals will be slightly varying. This is primarily due to the difference in the Shravata Sutra. And similarly, Dharma Shastra has also got that particular concept, because when the time changes, when the region of the country changes, the Dharma Shastras cannot be applied exactly in the same way. So they are known as smritis, what are to be remembered in the brain, which has to be performed, the smritis based rituals and dharmic practices are to be applied in the life by doing addition, deletion, modification and correction. So one smriti written 2000 years ago may not be applicable exactly in the same way in Kerala or in Orissa or in Gujarat or in Haryana, because the environmental condition, the geographical condition and the seasons and the weather, all these are different. The rivers, the mountains, the greenery, these are all different. So the Dharma Shastra, accordingly they will be different. Accordingly different does not mean that one entirely different. There can be 90% similar common codes of conduct in all Dharma Shastra. 10% there may be little bit of difference. That difference make the Indian thoughts unity in diversity, we say. Vividhata mem ekata hai idhar. To hum jaan sakte hai ki har dharma shastra mein bilkul novel, naye naye sandesh bhi diya gaya hai. New modern informations are also given. So if somebody is reading a book written 2500 years ago and telling that Hindus are following such a bad tradition or superstition, remember that the book written 2500 years ago got modified 2200 years ago, and another book written 2000 years ago have further done addition, deletion, modification and correction. Only in Vedas such fundamental changes are not permitted, but in all other literature fundamental changes are permitted. That is why they are known as smritis. Shruti means Veda, smriti means Dharma Shastra. Again, smriti means Dharma Shastra, how to live in this world. Shruti means how to take the absolute knowledge through listening. So shruti cannot be changed. Just like we say, earth is spherical in shape. Can we change that after 10 years or 20 years or 100 years? It is constant. Svichi taranga nyayena shabdolpati. The sound waves pass through the wave nature. We cannot change that one. It is permanent. So like that, Vedic knowledge are permanent, which need not be subjected to addition, deletion, modification and correction. Whereas smritis are different because the environmental condition in different parts of the world are different, so that addition, deletions are needed for Dharma Shastra. There are so many Dharma Shastras. They give the direct messages for the individuals. How to do Vyakti Dharma? How to do Vyakti Dharma, individual Dharma? A Vyakti himself will become the husband. So how to do the Bhartra Dharma? An individual will become a wife. How to do Patni Dharma? An individual will become a son. So how to do Putra Dharma? An individual will become a Paura, citizen. Paura Dharma. An individual, when he becomes a king, Raja Dharma. An individual, when he becomes a king, Amatya Dharma. An individual, if he becomes a teacher, Acharya Dharma. So for every individual, dharma is the practical aspect of Hindu life. So what we say, Hinduism is not a religion, it is a way of life. So we can say putra dharma, putri dharma, pitra dharma, matra dharma, bhartra dharma, patni dharma, acharya dharma, amatya dharma, raja dharma. All these dharma put together is equal to sanatana dharma. So sanatana word means older than the oldest and ever novel. Why it is called ever novel? Continuously addition, deletion, modification and corrections are done depending upon the individuals, depending upon the environment, depending upon the desham and kalam. So Dharma Shastra gives the rules and regulations and the traditions and the customs and the rituals to be performed by an individual under his different position. What is different position? As a citizen, as a king, as an acharya and a sovereign. So they are connected with the country. As an individual, I have to perform something to my nation. So, Vyakti Dharma connected with the nation is given in Dharma Shastra. If I am doing a crime, if I am killing somebody, murdering somebody, so individual Dharma I am violating, so I will be penalized and I will be punished according to the rules of the country. So, individual Dharma violating will be dealt with the country's penal court. So these are all the things. If family violating something connected with the country's existence and stability, naturally the family will be affected through the penal courts. These are all what is given in Dharma Shastra. Not merely that one is given, but also how to build the treasury, how to pay the salary, how to give the leave in every week, how a king should behave, how a king should rule the country, how the king should go to visit other countries, how to build a relationship, all these aspects. And the rules and regulations connected with the son and the daughter, the direct son, indirect son, so many others. All these people deserve the property of their parents. How to share these properties? How to take a loan, how to pledge the land, how to take something in lease, what are the percent of interest, all these aspects are given in Dharma Shastra. When I say all these aspects, I mean literally all the aspects, not merely what I said. Everything connected with a nation, whatever we think India has got now, all these aspects were existing in earlier India 2500 years ago in the very refined way. And so that is what is Dharma Shastra. Grihya Sutra gives, as I told you, connected with the family member. And Pitrimeda Sutra, every ritual connected with the before death, during death and after death ceremony. Whatever we are seeing now, Asti Sanjayanam, Vaigunda Samaradhana, and what we called Ashaucham, 10 days we have to keep away when some death has taken place in our family, and why that number of days we have to keep, and what are the Pinda Karma, what are the Pitrimeda Karma, what are the annual rituals to be performed, when annual rituals to be performed when somebody died, and how many days of Ashaucham is there for the direct son and the daughter, and how many days are there for the cousin brothers, for the brothers and their wives and so on. Every aspect, what I wanted to say, in a family, whatever things are happening, as the family-based traditions and rituals, you can see they are given in Grihya Sutra. The oldest Grihya Sutra, as I told you, it is given in Bauddhayana Grihya Sutra, part of Bauddhayana Kalpashastra. Apastamba Grihya Sutra, part of Apastamba Kalpashastra. Similarly, Katyayana Grihya Sutra, part of Katyayana Kalpashastra. Manava Grihya Sutra, part of Manava Kalpashastra. Manava Grihya Sutra, Manava Dharma Sutra is also known as Manusmriti. Manava Dharma Shastra is also known as Manusmriti. Yajnavalkya Smriti, means Yajnavalkya Dharma Shastra. Vasishta Smriti also means Vasishta Dharma Shastra. Vyasa Smriti means Vyasa Dharma Shastra. Vritta Gargya Smriti means Gargya Senior. Lagu Gargya Smriti means Gargya Junior, son. Gargya, son is also known as Gargya. So, senior Gargya, junior Gargya. So, Vritta Gargya Smriti means senior Gargya Smriti is there, Dharma Shastra is there. So, we have got a systematic, well-codified, well-arranged, well-defined way of living as a family member. We have got a perfect method of life. As in the society, we have got a perfect definition and narration given connected with the life in the society, in the nation, in the international level and so on. Unfortunately, many of the points have been isolatedly taken and they are interpreted and misinterpreted. But the most complicated or most negative part of it is that taking one part of it without touching the upper line and without touching the lower line and telling that Nastri Swadandriya Marhati. So see that one, there are three lines before that also to be read without reading something. So, since he has committed a murder, the judge ordered or judge gave the verdict that person should be killed or should be hanged. Suppose you are removing part of this line and telling that the judge gave the verdict that fellow should be hanged. And you will think how bad it is, because the other part of the line is not read. This is happening everywhere. So if you are partly interpreting Bible, if you are partly interpreting Quran, or without taking the full messages of a paragraph or a line, if you are interpreting one word or part of a line, naturally it will be conveying a negative message. So what is our dharma? Try systematically. These dharma shastras are available now in English. And Grihya Sutras are also available in English. And Shravata Sutra is rarely available in English. Some of the people like Sakir Naik and some of the Christians and Muslims are interpreting our Vedic ritual and these Grihya Sutra and other thing without touching the other part. And unfortunately, Hindus are ignorant about it, and it is not necessary that every Hindu should learn this one. If he wants, he can read. It is not necessary he should learn everything. So Hindus' ignorance are exploited by people like Sakir Naik. They misinterpret many things and just say that just like whatever messages given in Quran that is available in Apastamba Grihya Sutra. Nobody knows that when such a treachery and blunt lie is told. It is just like the corruption done by the ministers, the so-called the evangelist from the Christian community and the so-called religious speakers in Islam, they just knowingly take or say something that these messages are given in XY literature. The whatever may be given in Bible and other thing, whatever is given in Quran, absolutely nothing is given in our literature. Because our literature has been written 2,500-3,000 years ago. Bible is written 2,273 AD. Quran is written 750 AD. How can these things come in the Indian literature, which is written far, far before that one? Still some people ask that Bhavishya Purana has got Muhammad Nabi, Isho Mishiha and Bible and so on. Because you know that Aurangzeb's son-in-law, who got converted into Islam, he corrupted the whole Bhavishya Purana. And he put after removing so many messages from Bhavishya Purana, he introduced his own version of messages like Akbar, Aurangzeb, Delhi, Calcutta, Muhammad, and so on. But remember that Bhavishya Purana written 2500 years ago cannot contain anything connected with Aurangzeb or Akbar or Kilkita or Dehli or anything like that. But these are all versions introduced by some people with ill motivation. But in Puranas, anybody can introduce anything. It is not that serious mistake also. But the original Purana does not contain these type of things. If I introduce something in Bhagavata Purana, it is my mistake. But original Bhagavata Purana does not contain it. If something I write in Bhagavata Purana and tell others that Bhagavata Purana contains such and such version, without telling that I put in that one, it is very bad. Similarly, you know, if some Mahakavis, great poets, if they have written a poem and I am introducing 3 or 4 lines in between that one and printing my own version and telling that that fellow has written such and such a poem, it contains so and so line. It is not the author's mistake. It is not the mistake of the society. It is individual doing the corruption in the book or in the written literature. So that does not mean that when the original literature contains all these things. Anybody in this world can even print fake notes, 500 rupee note, American dollar note, 1000 rupees note and so on. They are doing also. Similarly, anybody can adulterate the sugar, the rice, the wheat flour and so on. So exactly in the same way, literature also get corrupted and fake literature are coming by introducing some line in between the original book and claiming that that particular book contains this particular line. It does not contain, they are not present in the original book. So one, those who are listening to this speech, it is their duty, dharma, to see that one. The messages of great ancient Indian rishis can never be compared with the messages given in Quran or Bible or in any other book. They have got only one book that gives only superficial messages. Our messages, Indian literature gives in-depth, hundreds and thousands of literature give in-depth messages, informations, knowledge, practices, customs and rituals for the welfare of the individual, for the welfare of the family, for the welfare of the society and for the welfare of the nation. Well-defined, clear way of given, including their interpretation methods are given in India, whereas for the others, it is not given. So never try to compare Islamic literature or Christian literature with the Hindu literature. They are entirely different. The Christian and Muslim literature focus only on God. Hindu literature focus mainly 99% on the human life in this world. So they are theological books. This is dharmic books. They focus only God. This focus only human being, including spirituality. They focus only the life after death. We focus the life before death in this world. So even the messages are given for making heaven in this world. This is what we have to remember. We have to learn. We have to spread this message to others. With these words, I would like to express my deepest gratitude to you. Thank you very much.